Afternoons, WSVA. You know, I get tickled by titles, but sometimes it just strikes home for me. Dr. Lorraine Maida is our guest, our first guest today, president and medical director of How to Live Younger. And she has a new book called Vibrance for Life, How to Live Younger and Healthier. And what got to me was Jade Calder, her PR person, sent me a note that says, MD and author tells how not to get rusty, crusty, fat, and inflamed. Dr. Maida, bad news. I'm there.
Oh, it's never too, you're never too old and you're never too late.
Famous last word, says Dr. Maida. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Tell me a little bit about yourself that I have left out.
Well, I've been the chief medical officer and medical director of three Fortune 100 companies, and I've had a very broad experience in both preventive medicine, emergency medicine, occupational medicine, travel medicine, executive health, and now I'm doing preventive and anti-aging and regenerative medicine.
Now, you're at the you're wrapping up a week at the Javits Center in New York City, right?
Yes, my book was featured in the Book Expo of America.
How to live younger and healthier. We are programmed to live healthier and younger. Unfortunately, the world has conspired to hurt a lot of us.
I would have to agree with you. We're really bombarded with food that's been overly processed. There is not enough nutrients in it, and we live in a fairly toxic environment, and trying to keep abreast of all of that and to keep our systems running smoothly. You know, you wouldn't put corn oil in your car, although we're starting to do that. It's not going to run.
No, not that well.
Efficiently.
Actually, that corn gasoline is not that good either.
Exactly.
That ethanol stuff, no. What do you mean by rusty and crusty?
Rusty is when we oxidize. It's like, you know, if a car rusts, if you get anything that we do, eating, breathing, sleeping, will cause oxidation, and that is our internal rusting.
Dr. Lorraine Maida is our guest, a board-certified internal medicine physician who specializes in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. If you have a question for Dr. Maida, our phone lines are open for you at 433-WSVA, 540-433-9782. I've had a number of medical folks over the years on this program talk to me about inflammation. We're really kind of touching the tip of the iceberg when we talk about these days.
Yes, inflammation is really implicated in the development and worsening of most of the chronic degenerative diseases of aging and diseases that are not related to aging, such as allergies, Alzheimer's, cancer, autoimmune disease, and many, many more things. Because we are going to get rusty, crusty, fat, and inflamed, and everything is a process. So if you slow down that process, you'll at least either prevent or delay the onset of these diseases.
Let us go to the telephones. Hi, you are on the air with Dr. Lorraine Maida.
Well, Ms. Maida, when I grew up, we had milk brought to our home, and it had butterfat content that was today a hysterical afterthought as far as some of these companies are concerned. The quality of the product, after being homogenized, pasteurized, and cooked the quality right out of it, how do they come on TV and tell us that milk has a quality and can help anybody with any minerals and vitamins?
It's hard for me to justify that as well. Anything in moderation is good, and we're probably one of the only species that still drinks milk beyond nursing. Milk was really meant to nurse our young and then to move on. I think that milk in moderation is fine, but I would tend to agree with you that it's overly processed and all the good things that were in milk are no longer there.
Is milk inflammatory?
Yes, it is. Butterfat is an inflammatory fat. So anything that comes from an animal, any fat that is solid at room temperature, dairy, like dairy products, even though milk is not solid, it comes from an animal. That is saturated fat, and they tend to be much more inflammatory than fats that flow, like fish, anything that can be made into an oil, fish oil, avocado oil, nuts. All of those have anti-inflammatory fats. We do need both, but we tend to have diets higher in inflammatory fats.
caller. Anything else?
Dr. Beta, do you like Obama health care or are you against it?
Oh, this is not about politics.
No, it's not about politics, caller. Appreciate your call, 433-9782. People always get back to the point. How did you get interested in all of this? Because, you know, we're always looking for the fountain of youth. How did you get interested in regeneration and the inflammation?
Well, I was getting old, and so were my patients. And patients would go to the doctor and say, I'm not feeling myself. I just don't feel right. And they either were told, well, everything is normal, or your tests are normal, or you're just getting old. And I know from all that I've done and all that I've studied and all that I've observed over the years that there's so much that you can do to turn around these vague symptoms that just don't have enough for a meaty diagnosis that aren't treated by a medication. So as I started applying some of the science, I found that it changed things. And, of course, you know, I use it on myself as well.
Are you a believer in supplementation?
Absolutely. In my book, I did some research where I analyzed people's diets using the U.S. Department of Agriculture database, and they all come up short, no matter how healthy the diet. I then would measure, and in their blood levels, I would find deficiencies. And then I researched the literature, and I found no matter what country you were from, no matter what socioeconomic background, there vitamin and mineral deficiencies are rampant, so I am a big believer in supplementation.
The hottest supplement these days,
vitamin D,
is vitamin D. What happened? Is it because we've all got sunblock on?
That's part of it, and there's not much vitamin D in our food. So between the sunblock, people are spending more time at computers, and you can't use your computers out in the sun. People are spending more time in offices, and we're wearing sunblock, and we're not getting the conversion of vitamin D. Even in sunny Florida, people out in the sun are not converting their vitamin D.
Dr. Lorraine Maida is our guest. If you have a question, 433-9782, 540-433-WSBA. When you're looking at supplementation, omega-3 still the number one thing to go for?
Absolutely. I believe everybody should be on a multivitamin, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin D.
What about, we are all weight, as fat as our society is, we are all pretty weight conscious. What about the various diets? Do they allow you to get enough supplements? Are they good for you? Are they bad for you?
Well, some diets leave you metabolically better, and other diets leave you metabolically worse. So what I recommend is a low glycemic diet using whole natural foods, and taking supplements. But there are so many different types of diets, it's hard to comment on any one diet. But if you eat, you know, complex, colorful carbohydrates, low glycemic index foods, meaning not processed, low in sugar, and healthy fats from fish, olive oil, nuts, avocados, then that's a very healthy, balanced Mediterranean-style diet.
Dr. Maida, if someone is interested in Vibrance for Life, how to live younger and healthier, what do they do?
They could either go to my website, howtoliveyounger.com, vibranceforlife.com, or on Amazon.
Dr. Maida, real pleasure having you on our program. Of course, a lot of people are going to be breaking all these diet thoughts with Memorial Day coming up, but maybe afterwards they'll get going, and appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Dr. Lorraine Maida, Vibrance for Life, How to Live Younger and Healthier. Coming up, we'll talk about a huge Supreme Court ruling on immigration. All that's coming up.